Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at the Captain's America. That's at Captain's America, rather. And don't forget to check out our website, either. Our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And right now, joining us from California, IA, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. There they are. There they go. They got a drink in one hand and clapping in the other. Or are they clapping the glass? I guess they're clapping the glass. All righty. Well, they're going to go back inside. There they go. So here we go. You ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we get started, Kyle, a couple of different things. First of all, Ed, I appreciate you sending me that information. Follow my suggestion and send it to the other place. We had Ed last night in Wisconsin who was monitoring what was going on, and he was listening on a scanner to everything that was going on. There was a lot of activity last night with that severe weather in Wisconsin, not only lightning strikes and fires, but wires down and roofs blowing off houses and all that sort of stuff. There was a fair amount of damage done with those straight line winds. So Ed was telling me about it, but I didn't see it till I got to my email, which was a couple hours later.
Oh, but thank you so much, Ed. It really is great that you're on top of it. Yeah.
Yep, so we appreciate that, Ed. So keep it coming and follow my instructions and send it to where I told you to send it. It'll be here in a matter of seconds. Now, secondly, the gun show tomorrow, Two Guys Gun Show that I will be at from 9 to 3. We are going to have a training simulator there, an electronic training simulator, similar to what the police use. That's going to be interesting.
Very interesting, yes.
Yep, people will be able to test their skills on that for a nominal fee, but that's what they're going to do, and that's probably going to be the hit of the parade.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now let's get started with Jumpin' Joe Biden. Oh, by the way, Jumpin' Joe Biden has another profession. You heard about that, right, Kyle?
Well, yeah, the 18-wheeler truck driver.
Yeah, listen.
And anyway, and if we don't drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish
oh, yeah.
I got
awesome.
To.
You know the real story there, don't you?
Well, sure, yeah. He actually went on a trip as an observer, really, to ride in a big rig, as I understand, for his congressional business.
Senate.
Yeah.
He was a first-term senator.
Right.
Yep. And he did that because they were considering changing some transportation rules, hours of service and whatnot, and he climbed in the truck and away he went. Did he drive it? No.
No, he didn't drive it, but he said he used to drive it.
He said he used to drive an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It is what it is. But
Lion Joe Biden. By the way, what do you think your CB handle was? Was it Lion Joe?
Well, I like what you just said. He'll be Jumpin' Joe. Breaker Breaker is Jumpin' Joe.
Breaker Breaker, Jumper Joe. Here, Jumper Joe. Yep, there you go. All right, well, he announced his strict new COVID-19 rules for the unvaccinated federal workers. And, of course, this is going to be something, wear the masks or else, social distancing and COVID-19 testing and this, that, and the other for federal employees, I might add, along with the military, because they can do that. They can do that. But the states, it's left up to the states again. And right now, he said too many people are dying or watching someone they love die and saying, I just got the vaccine I or whatever. But here's the deal. I don't know if you know this or not, but how many people died of the 18,000 cases that are out there?
Well, I think it's in the somewhere north of 300, I think.
385.
Yeah.
18,000 cases so far as of a couple weeks ago. I don't have the latest, but we'll have it. And there's no, you know, it just isn't as bad as they say, but they're concerned because, well, the people that have been vaccinated can come down with this and they can give it to the people that are unvaccinated because they're asymmetric, this, that, and the other. What a bunch of crap.
Well, but again, things always seem to change. And, for example...
Well, this bunch they do.
Well, it all, yeah, of course. In fact, one of the other things, and as I was listening to the president earlier yesterday, he was saying things like, you know, we're going to... Science will tell us this and that. Science will do this, science will do that. And, you know, Captain, as I was listening, I thought, well, maybe just replace the term science tells us with the Oracle at Delphi tells us, because it never seems to be consistent,
yep.
And it doesn't stick.
Well, they got a problem. Joe's got a big problem because the largest group of workers that work for the federal government are the non-union and unionized U.S. Postal Service workers. 2.18 million civilian employees, 570,000 other workers who work for the U.S. Post Office. And the union stated that they are opposing the administration's vaccine mandate. So he's got a problem right there. Hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we dug up Mike Gallagher. We're going to have him take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Come on now.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Calvert. And, you know, I get asked all the time why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. And I answered a question by saying, well, it's because of the four ingredients that are in it. And they're all natural. There's no narcotics. It's turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. And that goes right straight to the source of the pain and helps either lower or eliminate the pain. Now, I had surgery on my left leg about 3 weeks ago now, and normally the doctor would, and the doctor did, says, well, I'm going to give you some meds, this, that, and the other. I said, no, I don't need them. He said, what do you mean you don't need them? I says, I'm taking Relief Factor, remember? Yeah. I said, a couple of Aleve here and there and the Relief Factor, and I won't need any of the pain stuff. And I was right. And it also has kept the swelling down and all that sort of stuff, and it helps with the healing process. Now, that's the other big thing about Relief Factor, okay? Bursitis, rheumatism, arthritis, that sort of stuff, broken bones, sprains, whatever. 100% drug-free product with 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway to help you heal. And it supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it started. 3 weeks, and right after that, you'll know what's going to happen for sure. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. The 3-week quick start, all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Why hesitate?
Yeah, you got it. And I wish I'd done it years ago, and I wouldn't have had to swallow all that crap they gave me. Okay, listen, there's an interesting situation. We know a lot of these restaurants now, especially the more exclusive ones, are going to be clamping down with the mask laws and this, that, and the other, because a lot of liberals go into these fancy-dancy places with a $100 a plate meal and all that stuff. So what they're going to do is many restaurant owners are going to say, well, we're going to impose the mask rules and this, that, and the other so that you feel comfortable eating. Now, one of the people yesterday that came out and said something was the founder of Shake Shack, which is that hamburger chain that runs up and down the East Coast from New York to Florida, pretty much up and down the I-95 corridor and over into New England, too, Danny Meyer. He said his high-end Union Square hospitality group will now require indoor diners and drinkers at its restaurants to show that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. So I guess, Kyle, I'm taking that to mean they have to show their COVID-19 cards.
Yes, exactly, or some derivative thereof. Some states like California has instituted like a QR code you can have that they can scan and bring up your vaccination status. But yes, you're right. In some way, they have to attest to that, perhaps, or they will have to show a card, one might think. But you're right, Captain. This is going to be for the Union Square Hospitality Group, and so certainly this is, I think this is going to be the shape of things to come for a lot of restaurants and other businesses, because they simply can't afford the liability that they might encounter if they don't have something like this in place.
Well, he's giving his employees 45 days to get squared away and either have the vaccine or they go to the next phase, which means they probably won't have a job. But the policy is going to be implemented at the Union Square Hospitality Group, which oversees the Gramercy Tavern, Manhattan, and the Union Square Cafe. The group also operates Ancovi Social in Washington, D.C., so it'll be imposed down there as well. But we'll see what happens. And by the way, as I said, the group's Shake Shack chain is not being affected in any way. They are not going to be involved in this. And Meyer said that they will make the appropriate decision for them at the appropriate time. Right now, they don't feel it's necessary.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this appears to be for so-called fine dining restaurants, this kind of thing. So, but again, I think we're going to see a lot more of this. And Captain, you know what's going to follow with that is going to be litigation to one degree or another.
Oh man,
yeah.
This is the time to be a constitutional attorney.
That's right.
And by the way, when our attorney comes on in hour number four at the bottom of the hour, I can't wait to. I've got questions asked for him that he's already seen, and I think the people are going to be pleased with what they're going to hear.
Yes, very much so, very much so, because this particular topic is only going to become more and more relevant as we go through, especially after what President Biden was saying yesterday in his speech.
Yeah. Now, President Joe Biden has announced, of course, strict new testing, masking, distancing requirements for federal employees who can't or won't show that they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. We knew that was coming. We knew it was going to happen, and it, in fact, did.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the president sort of has this, at least in the speech that he gave yesterday, I think they're going for the grandfatherly approach where he was trying to calmly tell everybody that...
You mean because he was talking like that?
Exactly, the old grandfather approach.
This is great. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
yeah, precisely, because Democrats have taken a lot of heat, and even President Biden himself in the last few days, by saying things like, well, if you're not vaccinated, you're not as smart as I think you are, and or referring to people who haven't been vaccinated yet as drunk drivers and this kind of thing. So their messaging has been, let's just say, not really well done, in the sense of if you're trying to persuade people, and also if you're trying to give them the good notion that, hey, maybe this is a good thing to do because of the, for example, the Delta variant, which we're finding out more about, and unfortunately it does seem to be, it's a real thing, and it does seem to be a lot worse than the COVID prime.
Now, the Biden administration also announced yesterday it will allow a nationwide ban on evictions to expire Saturday night at midnight. So that means the first of next month, August the 1st, it'll be in the hands of whoever, because the moratorium will be gone, and There are some people that right now are arguing that, well, can't you extend it for just one more month? Just one more month. And they didn't get an answer back from Biden. So it looks like their administration is going to get rid of the eviction moratorium on Saturday for Sunday. And I'm telling you, the people are lined up at court, the landlords, literally, to get going on that because they can't afford to keep losing money.
Well, that's true. And, of course, the Supreme Court had just barely ruled about a month ago to let it keep going.
Right.
And then Justice Kavanaugh had said, look, I'm not going to be in for this at all until Congress comes up with some solution. So the Supreme Court is signaling that it's not going to simply go along until there is clear indication by lawmakers. I mean, that seems to make a lot of sense. But you're right. This is the bubble that's going to burst here. Now, there's about $47 billion already that Congress allocated in assistance. Only a few of those billions have actually gone down to the states yet to try to get rental assistance. But you're right. Landlords are going to be lining up to do this because, for one thing, Captain, I think in some cases they'll want to re-rent their properties because the market has jumped so high as well.
Yeah, way up.
That's right.
Way up. Okay, now 228 Republican lawmakers have gotten together and are urging the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so they, I believe, have sent a letter about this and so forth. And so, again, this is really going to be interesting to see how this goes because we've heard so much, Captain, about following the science. Well, we have a lot more science than we had 50 years ago, by the way, on development of babies in the womb, for one thing. But the question is going to become, has this ship sailed politically? Has this become a new third rail, you know, in politics? And, it would be interesting to see the kind of cases that would be brought up to the Supreme Court, but expect the major fight that we've ever seen because, again, this seems to have been so entrenched into the legal system.
Yeah, and, folks, we're coming up on a break, Kyle, so I'm just going to tease this. And, folks, there are some new polls out there that take into consideration Joe Biden's not just his job performance, but also how he's doing with crime, how he's doing with inflation, how he's doing with jobs. And wait till you hear the report on that one. It's not very good. And it's Democrats and Republicans alike who have done this poll. So we'll give you that information when we come back. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. Larry Elder takes us to break.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun?
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is setting up protocols for government workers as the Delta variant of the coronavirus surges in some parts of the country. Federal workers will have a choice, either get vaccinated or continue social distancing, masking up, and following travel restrictions. You also have to get a test in your nose twice a week. Biden said his administration is taking steps to apply the same standard to federal contractors.
Want to do business with the federal government? Get your workers vaccinated.
He's also asking the Defense Department to look into how and when service members get their vaccine.
Our troops serve in places throughout the world, many where vaccination rates are low and disease is prevalent.
He said the government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to workers who are getting vaccinated during work. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, his MyPillow.com company and website. And all you got to do, folks, is go to the MyPillow.com website, and to get the best deals that he's got there, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. And when you get there, you'll see a bunch of prices. You'll be saving $70, $80, $90, $50, $40, $30 on various items. And all you have to do to get those savings and those discounts is use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And while you're there, take a look at all the different things they have to offer. The last purchase that I made was the towels, and I saved $70 on the towels made in the USA cotton. And I am going to buy something else here in the not-too-distant future. I'm not sure what the priority will be. But I got the slippers. I'll tell you what, I was walking around yesterday with the slippers. I almost climbed in a car and went to work with them. That's how comfortable they are. And it's unbelievable. And they've got a lot of other things there, too. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listeners Specials page, and use the promo code CAPTAIN for anything you see. And if you've got any questions, you can call them at 800-641-5459. So there you go, MyPillow.com. And Kyle, what did you say? You're going to buy the sheets next?
Yeah, I'm looking at the towels and those Giza Dream Sheets. Yeah, I've got my eye on those too. And I think they're even running a special on that now as well. And so, yeah, there's so much there at the website. I mean, you really got to check it out because there's more there than you think. It's really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Don't just look at the front page and say, oh, look at this. You go into that Radio Specials page, and you'll find out. All right, now, back to what we were talking about here. You know, it's amazing how a couple of states can be totally different in regards to their lifestyles and their finances and whatnot. Because let's take a look for a second at Texas. They are thriving in Texas. They are thriving in Missouri. They are thriving in Florida. Those three states, we'll mention those three states. And then you take a look at the big blue states, California,
yep.
Illinois, New York, where Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio, they don't know if they're going to get out of their own way right now. And it's just unbelievable the difference between the Republican leadership in the red states versus the Democratic leadership in the blue states.
Well, sure, and we can see those as microcosms of exactly what the far left, Democrat socialists, for example, want to do to America. And how many times have we heard California is, you know, kind of the model for how they want to govern America?
Anytime, every day I hear that, every day.
Yeah, and can you imagine, you know, California has been so proud over so many years. It had aerospace, of course, it was home to Hollywood back in the day, and so forth. And so it had a mystique about it. It was a success story. But nowadays, Captain, it's the exact opposite, it seems. The taxes are high, the gas prices are high, the people are wanting to leave. They're looking for almost any way to do it. And it's a sad story now, unfortunately. It can be better again. That's what this recall, by the way, is all about. Again, how could you possibly take the model of what the Democrats have done in California, which is a monoparty system, and put it to the federal government as they truly want to do? That would be a very, well, we'll coin a phrase here from Joe Biden, it would be a very dark winter, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And dark is the understatement of the year. Now, China held talks with the Taliban leaders, and they didn't really tell anybody about it. We kind of found out about it after the fact to discuss forging a closer relationship between the two, because this only proves, okay, once again, that behind our backs, China is getting ready to help the Taliban take control and knock the U.S.-backed government out of Afghanistan, and they're going to go back to things in the Stone Age. Now, they're already conducting mass executions, and the beheadings have begun again, and the women are being whipped for their Western ties and not wearing the burqas and all that stuff and being assaulted. And this is what we're going back into, the Stone Age, I call it. I called it before, I'll call it again, in Afghanistan because of what we've done. And the Taliban are taking over much faster than what you're hearing in the news.
Yes, very much so. And China, even just 2 or 3 years ago as well, Captain, was also talking to the Taliban as well, because they wanted to find a way to go against the United States. Now, they are a very close ally of Pakistan, and they think maybe they can bring Afghanistan and Pakistan a little bit closer together. But again, for their own purposes, and this is exactly what they've been working towards for a very long time.
Well, they want to make sure that they continue to get the unlimited supply of lithium there.
Yep, exactly. Because China has, again, Joe Biden likes to talk about how, well, you know, over in China they can just turn on a dime and make decisions very quickly, and somehow he thinks we're at a loss over here in America because we can't do that. But obviously I don't agree. But the thing is that China is setting up throughout the world its own geopolitical, it's trying to be very formidable in that sense. And it is doing these things step by step. But they have a long-range plan.
Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City is in no rush to get the mask back. He's sitting back and watching New Jersey, who's already implemented the new guidance, and parts of that state, New Jersey, do not have as high or substantial transmission rates of the COVID and the new derivative as New York is seeing right now. So he's sitting back and waiting until he can, I guess he's waiting for the timing, I don't know.
Yeah, one might think, but obviously, and everybody knows that once you start back up with the mask mandates and so forth, it's going to depress people, A, going to work, and B, going out to go to places. And so there's going to be some real economic ramifications, and perhaps he's trying to play nice right now, at least for the time being.
And did you hear yesterday that the auditors have finally finished counting the ballots in Arizona's Maricopa County?
Yes, yeah, we saw that, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, now we've been waiting for the results back from the county, the state, and whatnot. We haven't heard anything yet, but yesterday they finished everything they had to do.
Yes, exactly. And again, you know, what comes out of this is going to, you know, I think be a real political bombshell. I think it's going to make a lot of people pretty angry. But at the same time, obviously, it doesn't change election results, but it will propel people's feelings, I think, about Biden and the Democrats and all this stuff. And then I think you'll really start to see the Democrats try to really lower the hammer on things and really start going to the mat, especially with January 6th and these kinds of things, in order to try to make sure that people aren't talking about what happened in Arizona and other places.
Now, our Central Florida Congressman, retired Special Forces Colonel Mike Waltz, is proposing legislation for more transparency on the Biden family, and in particular, Hunter Biden and his artwork, which everybody knows is a fallacy because his paintings aren't worth what he's being paid. This is a way of selling influence to the father.
Well, sure, sure. And under other normal circumstances, if you could call it that, there would be, I think, a more consensus for this kind of thing. Yes, more transparency. But for some reason, Captain, Biden is a kind of Teflon president. He's not Reagan Teflon president, but he's a Teflon president in the sense that this isn't going to get legs to the point where it becomes a real critical mass. But people understand. I mean, they obviously see what's happening with the Hunter Biden paintings.
Well, don't forget this.
And anyway, and if we don't drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome.
I got to.
Don't forget that.
Well, sometimes you think someone in the stenographer press corps basically may just say, "Okay, he said it. Good enough for me."
Could you picture him trying to double clutch a truck?
I know. I'm sure it would make an awful noise if he did.
Well, yeah, it would, because it's not that easy to do, and if you really get good at it, you can sound shift.
Mm-hmm.
Many drivers, and I was one of them, didn't even need to listen to the clutch. We could sound shift, and we would know, you know, by watching our RPMs and whatnot and hearing the engine where to shift. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some butt-kicking music tonight. We're featuring Bob Seger. You're going to love this. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And, of course, Don runs Star Coach, Star Coaches. That's the movie stars, the country western people, the movie stars, the rock and rollers that you see around. When you see those big buses that are transporting those groups around the country, take a look and see what the name is on the side. And if it says Star Coach, that's Don Newen and company. All righty. Now, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the truck stops, the truck stops. Line J truck stops and the pilot truck stops out there. And the pilot travel centers, which is what they're called now, can really surprise you with what they got there. So we'll tell you all about them here after we tell you you're about to rock to Bob Seger.
We'll be right back.
Murphy. Boy, do I remember that movie, Beverly Hills Cop 2. I think that was one of the best movies he did, Kyle.
I do too. Yeah, that really did rocket him into superstardom, I think.
Yeah, the bit with the banana in the tailpipe. You put a banana in my tailpipe. What do you mean? Yes, you put a banana in your tailpipe. Oh, man, those guys. Taggart, and I forget what the other guy. Rosewood? Taggart and Rosewood.
Yeah, Rosewood, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, those guys were funny. And, I mean, the whole thing was just really great. And I saw that a couple of weeks ago, played back again on one of the channels. But anyway, flash flooding is possible in the southwest, very hot in the south and the northwest. Boy, here we go again. I mean, it's like a furnace across the south of I-40, all the way across the country from the Mississippi River Valley. And monsoonal activity will elevate the potential for flash flooding impacts, especially in complex terrain, burn scars in urban areas across much of the southwest and intermountain west, along with the central and southern Rockies into next week. Now, very hot conditions cover much of the interior of the northwest, south central, and southeast portions of the continent of the United States over the weekend. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start in Colorado tonight. Down in southern Colorado, Telluride, Durango, we're still seeing those flash flood watches there. This now heads up towards Grand Junction, along I-70. Then also through most of the central part of the state as it turns into air quality alerts over by Denver and Fort Collins. Looks like Denver is going to be on the docket for 93 degrees on Friday. Saturday, maybe some lightning, thunderstorms, and then rain on Sunday. So be very careful there. The flash flood watch continues up through in the Laramie area along I-80. Now, going along with all this, as you mentioned, in the southwest, we've got these other flash flood watches. Flagstaff, Arizona, for example, down through Phoenix, Kingman, Las Vegas, Nevada as well. And this travels up almost all the way through the southern half of Nevada, also up near Reno and Carson City. 395 in California, if you're coming down through there, Bishop, Mammoth Lakes, Big Pine, for example, looks like you might be in for some rain as we head towards the weekend. So be careful out there, because you've got a lot of these thunderstorms and flash flood type conditions that can spring up very, very quickly. Air quality alert continues across most of the state of Montana, and we have excessive heat warnings in northern Washington, also in southern Oregon as well. So keep very, very careful out there, and to wrap it all up, a flash flood watch in the southeastern corner of Oregon tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, Minnesota, again, is under a poor air quality alert, as well as most of the state of Iowa. Now, that stagnant air has gone down into Iowa tonight, so people that have asthma and that sort of thing, you need to be careful. In addition, the heat advisories start out in the southeastern corner of Nebraska and go south. Half of Kansas and all of the eastern part, including Kansas City, are under an extreme heat advisory. Kansas City today, temperatures could go well over 100 degrees, as well as on down in the Missouri side of things, down towards Joplin and Springfield. And there's a high heat advisory all the way across to Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri today. And then the eastern half of Oklahoma, all the way down into Texas, again, just east of the Metroplex, and over down towards Houston. You've got coming across I-20 from the Metroplex all the way across through Atlanta, all the way over to, let's see here, Augusta to Florence, all the way to the end of I-20. You've got a heat advisory, so it's going to be really scorching. And the closer you get to Atlanta and the closer you get to the Mississippi River and Mississippi, you're going to have some really, really scorching hot temperatures there. And we've also got the high heat advisory in North Carolina, halfway across the state, and halfway across the state in South Carolina. We do have some sort of, let's see, what is this? Looks like we've got some severe thunderstorms that have kicked up in the northeastern part of Kentucky right now. And there's a flood warning just across the river from Kentucky over in the southern part of Ohio near Cincinnati right now. Do you see that, Kyle?
Yep, sure do.
Yeah, so that's something that's just kicked up in the last few minutes. My map literally changed in front of me. So be advised that if you're coming across, that would be I-64 and I-75. If you're going north-south on 75 and east-west on 64, right about there in the middle right now is about where it is. And that's we've got an affiliate right there in that area, so they might be getting the bad weather as we speak. We'll see. So that's what I'm looking at tonight there, Kyle. And let's not forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. All you got to do is go inside and say, hey, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and he said if I told you that, I'd get a free hot cup of coffee, and you will. But more importantly, join the Drivers Club. And why is that, Kyle?
Well, when you join the Drivers Club, you're going to earn points for all the fuel that you buy and the food that you buy, the supplies that you buy. And then when you're a member of the Drivers Club, don't forget to download the My Rewards Plus app, because you know what, Captain? People can save even more, track their points, and there's a trip planner as part of that app as well. That means you can plan your trip, you can know exactly what you need to get, and they're going to be along with you every mile of that trip.
Yep, but if you're going cross-country in an RV or in a semi, you can actually see where the Flying J's and the pilots are, so you can stop at them every so many miles, every several hundred miles, and there you go. If you want to stay at one night, stay at another one the next night, they're more than happy to have the campers and the RVs in there.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, when you're pulling off the road, you're going to have a great choice of something good to eat as well. It varies from location to location, but you may find yourself with it at a Denny's, a Wendy's, for example. You may find a Huddle House. You may find a Pizza Hut, a Moe's Southwest Grill. As you know, Captain, there's so many different great choices.
Yeah, and I really like the Denny's myself, because you know what you're going to get when you go into the Denny's. And we got the Denny's right here just north of Tampa on I-75, but I stop in there a fair amount. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along during the overnight radio hours. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming back with more. And Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere.
I'm the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.